Welcome back. Well, it's Dublin versus Kerry in Croke Park. Deja vu all over again for football fans, but this time it's the ladies who are taking centre stage. Fans from both counties have commenced their trek to the final, and we spoke to some of those en route, beginning with Kathleen Jordan from Corcuaguina in West Kerry. With Kathleen, a Tros Fada Agus, you've had a long journey. Tell us, when did you start this morning and how have you been getting on?
Dís Murugat, Joan. Yeah, we started off very early this morning in West Kerry, near America. Started at 7. Some of the girls were up at 6, half 5. Some of them didn't sleep at all last night, waiting to get on the bus to see Louise, Niamh, Geraldine and all the Kerry girls in Croke Park, and hopefully bringing home the cup this evening.
And listen, for people who don't know where you're travelling from, tell us where are you coming from and how far more do you have to go in your odyssey?
We've come from the Gaeltacht in West Kerry.
Corcuaguina
is our club, and we started off in Dingle this morning. We met at 7 and took off up the road, stopped in Obama's, and we are heading in. We're only about an hour from Dublin now, so hopefully we'll get 2.5 games in today in Croke Park. And we're in the Hogan Stand, very near to where the cup will be presented this evening to Kerry, hopefully.
You've had a long trip. How is everyone feeling aboard? How many of you are there?
We have a full coach, 53 in total, and half and half, adults and kids. And I'm trying to keep the kids quiet here in the back because they're as giddy as goats and full of sugar after Obama Plaza and ready to go.
Agus cad the cap and shiv on Meg Shea Bala Clea Nukiri.
Odd Kiri Tranona, Kamide Shinaram, Arshin Captain Louise, Agus Hashishin Lenar Gumman, Agus Nia Vincent Forwards, Agus Geraldine Marani, Ranahor, Erin Baniel Freshen, so Tamadix Xul Gumach and Kornik Taklina Tranona.
But Kerry have had a long, long wait. They haven't won this cup in a long time.
So all the stars have aligned and we're definitely bringing it home this evening. And a great sign is that we have Geraldine, who played in the 1993 All-Ireland final and brought the last All-Ireland medal home with her. So that's a good sign too. And she's our good luck charm as well as the girls today.
Kéaká vean bú an meg sé kiri a bú.
Beg sé beg an bú, kiri a bú an ub.
Nolín Malone is my name and I represent Clan Wurra Club in the Nall. I'm the secretary of the club.
Nolín, tell me, what is happening in the Nall at the moment?
Oh, there's great preparation going on here. We're getting prepared here in the village to wave Carla off now in about half an hour. So all the blue is out and the flags are ready to go. And then we'll be heading off, all the supporters will be heading off on a double-decker bus then to head in towards Croke Park.
So first of all, we better explain to listeners, Carla Rowe is the captain of the Dublin team, which is an amazing achievement, you know, for a small village to be able to say, we have the county captain.
Absolutely. We're all very, very proud of Carla. She's a great player and we're delighted for her to be captain of the team today. And hopefully she can bring the cup back to Clan Wurra, back to the Nall. We're really excited and wishing her the best of luck.
Did I hear you right? Did you say that you've got a double-decker bus going to Croke Park?
We have a double-decker bus. We have plenty of fans and supporters ready to head off and we're all looking forward to it. So we have a big gang heading off today into Croke Park.
How many are on the bus and how many tickets do you think have been purchased in the Nall for the match?
Oh, well, we have a 78-seater bus, so that'll be full to capacity. And then the club had ordered in excess of 200 odd tickets. So, and that's then other people around the village have bought their own tickets. So hopefully we'll have a big gang from Clan Wurra there today to support Carla and the Dublin team.
The question I have now is, is there going to be anybody left in the Nall?
Well, if they're left, they'll certainly be watching it on the television. But I'd say the majority of the supporters and the people from the village will be in Croke Park today cheering on the team. Go, Carla! Go, Carla! Up the Dubs! Up the Dubs!
Nolín Malone and fans in the Nall and County Dublin there. Now we're joined by two footballing legends. Former Dublin footballer Kathleen Kern and former Kerry captain Aisling Desmonds are both on the line. I know you're both already in Croke Park. I know you're both in Croke Park and I just want to thank you so much for joining us on such a busy day. Kathleen, I'll start with you. We've already seen the men's team take the senior title this year. Can the Dublin ladies claim a victory and make it a double for Dublin?
It's going to be a very, very tight game. I would fancy Kerry because they're an older, more experienced team. They lost last year against Meath and that really hurts. And I think that there'll be very much a very hunger in them today to take this final.
Aisling, I'll turn to you because Kerry have experienced a fairly devastating setback in the form of that injury to their captain, Seofra O'Shea. That's going to rule her out of the final. I mean, is the team going to be able to recover and to regroup?
Definitely. I think that Seofra is a huge loss. She's a real leader in the camp, but I'd say her contribution within the dressing room is immense. I'd be very confident for Kerry today. They have the experience and heart of last year's All-Ireland final. They have the experience of being league champions this year. They're definitely on an upward curve and they've been very impressive all year.
Kathleen, I this doesn't sound right, but I've been told that these two counties, it's their first time meeting in a football, in the ladies' football final in Croke Park, even though they're two footballing powerhouses. How is this possible?
Yeah, it's amazing, really. I suppose Dublin haven't come to the fore, really, till the last 10 years of ladies' football. Kerry have been there very much so in the 80s and 90s. And we never actually met because they weren't strong in those days, the Dublin team. It's mostly, you know, we were playing Laois, Wexford, Westmeath, most of our Ireland. So, you know, it's just the way it turns around. Teams get stronger. And this, I think, was we never played them before.
Great to see the fans are finally going to see a clash of titans. Aisling, it's been a long time since Kerry have brought home the Brendan Martin Cup, though. It's 30 years. I mean, is this going to put extra pressure on the team? Or do you think it could give the players that extra incentive to overcome Dublin?
Yeah, I definitely think there's fierce drive and determination and belief within the camp. And so there should be. They made a statement of intent within the league. I think they should be very confident going into this. Their performance level are rising every game. They've been very impressive against both Cork and the All-Ireland winners last year. They've already beaten them. So they should be full of confidence going into this.
Okay, now you know what's coming, both of you. I'm going to ask for final predictions. Kathleen, I know it's a tough one. What's your best guess as to what that final scoreline will look like?
I reckon Kerry will scrape it by about a point to 2 points. I think there'll probably be a goal or two in each half in it, and probably about 8 or 9 points, roughly.
And Aisling, what do you think?
I definitely think Kerry would come away with it. I'd be a bit more lenient now. I'd say that there'd be a lot more than 2 points in it. I definitely think that with the likes of Hannah O'Donoghue, Louise Mahertig in the inside line, they'll have a lot to do to keep them contained. So I'd say Kerry by about 5 or 6.
And what must the atmosphere be like there today? I mean, is there a possibility that we could set a new record with the crowds? I mean, I know you're both there at the moment. What does it look like?
Yeah, it's filling up, definitely.
Kathleen, yeah. We'll start with you. What do you think?
Well, I'm standing in the back of the Hogan Stand here now at the moment, and the noise is deafening because there's a match on here at the moment. But yeah, I'd say there'd be, like, you know yourself, Dublin and Kerry. That's, you know, it says enough for itself. So I'd say we'll top well over 55,000 today.
And Aisling, do you think the weather could play a factor? What's it looking? How are the skies over Croke Park looking there?
We're looking good at the moment. Hopefully it'll stay like this for the match anyway. Like, there's just a lovely atmosphere around. It's such a great day. Like, as in, so many buses have come up from Kerry, like, with loads of, like, young girls that, like, get the opportunity to see their role models playing. And it's just fantastic to see. There's just a lovely atmosphere around. And I'm so proud of all the girls. It's such an achievement.
Okay, well, listen, thank you both so much for joining us. I know who I'm supporting, but may the best team win.